dad is my third husband, okay, and I am his fifth wife. So we consider ourselves living proof that a blind squirrel can find an acorn if it looks long enough.
I know that you and your husband have this great love just from knowing you and talking to you, but what made you decide that fifth was good for him? I mean, that's a big leap.
Well, you know, when we were getting married, I was in the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I said, oh, my God, you're doing it again.
But I worked with a woman that was married eight times.
Yeah, exactly.
And she told me if this one didn't work, she would make it nine.
Oh, my goodness.
Just keep going.
No. It comes to a point, but when do you call it quits, you know?
Right, and do you go ahead and buy them like a six-pack of towels and just give her one each wedding?
Yes.
Exactly.
You go to Sam's. Yeah, you go
That's
to Sam's
right.
and buy in bulk.
Buy
you know,
in bundles.
For the marriage you'll have 2 years from now.
Hi, I wanted to tell on my sister. She has been married to only two men, but she actually married the same guy three times.
What?
Three times the same guy.
Three times.
Are they still together?
No. No, they divorced after the third marriage, and she married someone else, and they are together going on 30 years now.
Oh, oh okay, wow,
so
okay.
Yeah.
So they
yeah,
were just
so.
Young and hotheads. I'm divorcing you, and then, oh,
that's got to make it awkward for family members like you to see that, because you want to be supportive, you know, your sister and all, but dadgum. I mean, after about
I mean, you know, when you announce your wedding plans and people roll their eyes, you know that...